wood smoke assumptions. My Caroline wife kept saying that she felt as though she might have a brain tumor because she kept smelling wood smoke. I never smelt it, nor did anyone else that was in the room that she would ask. Her rationale was that folks with brain tumors began smelling odd scents. This went on for at least 2 weeks, and each successive time I was beginning to believe in her watershed theory that she might be developing some dreaded lump of flesh in her cranium, and my disbelief in her assertions would be a cruelty that it would only make the possible lump grow larger and more hideous. And as the thoughts of this possible tumor persisted, I ended up being the investigative home reporter that cracked the Sherlock case. After a marathon shower one night, I waded through the pounds of mist to find her soft slippers she ordered from a small outfit on the foothills of the Himalayas in Nepal and smelt the wood smoke as well. Was I beginning to develop the brain swell with my wife? As my nose went towards the heel of her left slipper, I found out what her theory was all about. While lying her Cinderella slippers on the ground, I told her that her brain was fine because the wood smoke was on her feet the entire time. And suddenly, I felt like a real-life doctor waiting away the demons as a warm smile broke over her lips, repaying me in full for the hardy investigative reporting it takes to be a husband in this modern world.